Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Joy Packard with the Joy Reveals podcast. Today, it's a little bit rainy looking outside, and I just kind of feel like just resting today. I have so much to do, but I thought, you know, I'm going to take a pause and go ahead and do this podcast episode, record it for you. And I wanted to basically take a moment. And today, I know that you guys have listened to some other one of my episodes, and we did my first meditation. And as this is not normal, not really a meditation, it's one of those ones to help you to sit and to be quiet and to feel peace. So let's take a brief quiet pause, a moment just for us. And today I'm going to name this 10 tiny things that whispered grace in my week. Ordinary may be invisible until we choose to notice. So I wanted to share these 10 tiny wonders with you that I've noticed this week. Number one, that soft space just before waking fully, the mind clear, the day still silent. Number two, my husband's laughter drifting through the hall, steady, warm, and unguarded. Number three, a tidy corner of the house bathed in gentle light, peace in a small space. Number four, the click of my podcast mic, an invitation and a reminder, my voice still matters. Number five, a worn book in hand, each fold or crease a memory in my fingers. Number six, a thoughtful message from a grown child. Those thinking of you notes land farther than we expect. Number seven, a whispered thank you during the noise of life, simple but full of grace. Number eight, the hush that follows a tough conversation, the release and the breath afterward. Number nine, a lyric or verse that finds you unexpectedly, like a soft anchor in the middle of your day. And number 10, a small kindness from a stranger, a smile, a held door, a gentle moment of humanity. I wanted to let those observations sink in, and I want you to think of your own internal noting as I read those. Here's one of my favorite chipped mug. Took a vacation this week. I'm saying that my favorite chip mug took a vacation this week. I couldn't find it anywhere. Not stolen, just vanished. I looked everywhere, under pillows, behind doors, even the freezer, don't ask. Finally, there it was, nestled in the linen closet beside the towels. When I held it again, I laughed. I felt seen. That little reunion grounded me, reminding me that love sometimes returns in the most unexpected places. That mug moment, a funny small reunion, did more for me than a big gesture might have. It reminded me that healing, joy, and presence often come in tiny, giggly reunions with the familiar. Gratitude isn't fluff. It's a lifeline, and research shows that writing just 3 to 10 small things we're grateful for can soften anxiety, improve sleep, and even support our heart health. It's the heart's quiet medicine. So let's try this together now. Breathe in and out. And think of one small, unexpected thing you're grateful for. Something that quietly made your heart lift this week. Hold it for a moment. You don't need to share it unless you want to, but feel it. And if the spirit moves you, text it to someone who needs that smile or write it down. These little acts are powerful. They shift days and hearts. We've talked in the past about a glimmer. And in psychology, you know, there's something called a glimmer, and it's those tiny moments that feel small but settle deep, like sunlight through leaves on a tough day or a long lost mug tucked in your linen closet. These glimmers remind us life's sacredness often arrives soft. So not every moment needs fixing, but every moment, when gently noticed, can heal. Thanks for walking this small but sacred journey with me today. Let's do this again in life's quiet gifts. And until then, be gentle with your heart. Thank you again for letting me share how my heart feels today and talking about gratitude, which is so important. And I hope that this is finding you at a good time where you need it. And I hope that you can share it with somebody that you know that could benefit from it. Until then, take care. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.